guys, what's up? Welcome to another episode of the Coach Cody Podcast. Today, I wanted to talk about a little thing called stress. You might be familiar with it. I would say about, 95 to 99% of people have experienced, 100% of people have experienced stress in their life. But I want to go over how it can impact your health and also your fitness goals. And it's not in this mysterious way of, oh my gosh, I'm stressed. I'm definitely going to start gaining weight because cortisol, I got to get my stress levels down. And then you start stressing about your stress levels, and that's just not going to help. But I do want to tell you, it's not this mystery thing that just happens when you're stressed. It's not like, oh, I'm stressed, I'm definitely just going to start automatically gaining weight. That's something that it just kind of has a domino effect, and it impacts how we navigate life and certain things we do. So I wanted to kind of demystify that a little bit, but also just kind of go into the ways that it can impact us. So I'm definitely someone who is a ball of stress. Anxiety is, not my best friend, but we know each other well. maybe it's my nemesis. Maybe we're frenemies, I guess you could say. But stress impacts my workouts like nothing else. It's something that I used to just kind of push through and figured, everyone's got stress in their life. That's just something that we all have to deal with. So you just got to push through. But I've learned that sometimes pushing through is not the answer, because that can just make your stress levels worse. And in turn, those workouts, you're not really going to recover them from them very well because you're already stressed and you're just kind of pushing yourself deeper into a hole. So as I've gotten older, yes, I require more recovery days, but also not just listening to my body more, but also my brain. That's not to say that you shouldn't work out if you're stressed and if you're like, oh man, I'm very anxious today, I should not work out. I'm talking about the chronic stress and how that can impact you. Anyway, so let's talk about the definition of stress to start. So basically, it's the body's response to changes requiring you to adapt or adjust. And then there's two types of stress. There is acute, and then there is chronic. Acute, for example, might be, say you're driving down the highway, someone pulls out in front of you, and you have to slam on the brakes. That's acute stress. Your heart starts pounding, you're just like, holy shit, I almost died. Thank God I was able to step on the brakes in time. So that's acute. Chronic, that comes with things like work, life stress, relationships, unexpected changes, stuff like that, mostly work. I feel like most people's stress comes from like work and relationship type of things. So that would be something that can become chronic. And how the body responds to stress. So you might have heard of the fight or flight. And that's when the body releases hormones, one of those being cortisol. So cortisol, you've probably also heard about. And that tends to be the hormone that people are like, oh, you have high cortisol levels. This is why you're gaining belly fat. You need to get your cortisol levels down. But I just want to reiterate that cortisol in and of itself is actually not bad for you. It's helpful. Your body releases it for a reason. It's actually anti-inflammatory. But the problem lies when you have chronically elevated levels of cortisol. And that's when you can kind of run into issues. So cortisol is a hormone that mediates the stress response and sleep-wake cycle. Should be high in the morning and then lower in the evening, so you can start to go to bed in the evening. So if it's chronically high, cortisol can cause insulin resistance, reduced immune function. Reduced immune function. I'm stressed recording this podcast. And anxiety, depression, etc. So that is when cortisol can be an issue. It's not just, don't stress yourself out because cortisol and then you're going to gain weight, all right? So chronic stress. Chronic stress can lead to a state known as allostatic load, which is the cumulative wear and tear on the body when stress responses are constantly triggered. And then the long-term effects of that, which I kind of already talked about, along with other stress hormones, can disrupt basically all of your body's processes. It can also increase the risk of other health problems like you know, as I mentioned, anxiety, depression, digestive problems, heart disease, sleep problems, weight gain, and memory and concentration impairments. I don't know about you, but when I'm stressed, the brain fog is real. So I know that is definitely a huge factor, but also it disrupts your sleep. So that's kind of where the domino effect starts, right? You're stressed, can't sleep, sleep deprived, you got the brain fog, then you're fatigued, then you don't want to work out, then you start gaining weight because you're not moving much, and then you start coping by eating comfort foods. So this is how the weight gain thing starts to come into play. It's not just like your hormones are jacked, so even if you're eating the same and doing all things the same, you're going to gain weight. Another good example of how just being stressed isn't going to be this automatic road to weight gain is that some people actually lose weight when they're stressed because their appetite is gone, and then maybe they eat less. So it really kind of depends on the individual. Just like everything else, this is also individual. Like, your stress response is individual. So maybe you're someone who loses your appetite, and then in turn, you're losing weight. Maybe you're someone who copes with eating comfort foods, and therefore you gain weight. Sometimes being stressed, I'm kind of one of the persons who, when I'm stressed, I tend to do more, which is obviously not helpful. But then there's some who do less because maybe it's impacting your mental health and you're moving into the depression mode, right? So just want to reiterate that stress impacts everyone individually. And it's not just a one-way street to being overweight, all right? So when it comes to fitness goals, obviously, you know, I kind of talked about that domino effect a bit, you know, affecting your sleep, not wanting to work out, making worse food choices, whether that's not eating or eating too much. Obviously, it is not going to be in line with what your fitness goals are. If your goals are to gain muscle, and you're so stressed that you can't eat, obviously that is not going to be in alignment with your fitness goals. Maybe you want to lose weight, but you're so stressed you're coping with fast food or baked goods or something along those lines every night because it's the only thing that makes you happy. Obviously also not going to be aligned with your fitness goals. So this is how these things happen. So how can we combat stress? Well, you know, exercise is one way, but like I said, you know, you don't want to just push yourself over the edge. When I say exercise, I mean there's a very fine line between enough and too much. So you need to make sure you're not over-exercising. But regular exercise can help release endorphins, which can help boost your mood, and which can help bring down stress levels, and also it can help you sleep better at night. So that's the other domino effect in a good way with exercise. You just gotta be careful not to overdo it. But also don't be so afraid to overdo it that you never push yourself. See, all this fitness stuff, I can see why it gets confusing, right? Just pay attention to your everyday stress levels. If you're feeling really anxious and half the day your heart has been pounding, take that into consideration. See if there's some ways you can bring it down, or maybe a workout might actually help with that. Sometimes that is the one thing that helps me calm down. So you just kind of have to figure out how your body operates. But do be careful not to just over-exercise. And when I say over-exercise, I mean like maybe don't exercise more than 5 times a week where you're pushing yourself really hard and challenging yourself in the gym, because that can be the point where it pushes you over. If you're working out 7 days a week really intensely, it's enough to, you know, basically overload anyone, because you need those recovery days. Remember, you break down muscle in the gym, but you build muscle outside of the gym while you recover. So proper nutrition is obviously another way to combat stress, which can be hard if you're already stressed, but balanced meals, protein, veggies, fruits. Some days you might not feel like eating. Some days you might feel like eating everything. Try your best to keep things balanced in order to keep those stress levels in check. One of the best ways, one of my favorite ways to help relieve my stress, well, journaling. I've always journaled ever since I was younger. And funny, I actually started journaling because I used to watch this show called Doug, which if you're a 90s kid, you probably know what show I'm talking about. And he always would end his episode with a dear journal, and he would journal out his day. So I just copied Doug, and it kind of stuck. But it's a way that it helps me sort my feelings. It helps kind of get the noise out of my head that circulates. Sometimes I don't even know what I'm anxious about until I sit down and start writing and kind of organize those thoughts. So journaling is a huge tool that I use. If you're not a journaling person, another thing that can be helpful is like meditation apps. If you hate meditation, there's more to the apps than just meditation. But apps like, there's one called Aura that I use. I use this one to go to bed every night. So I never like meditate in the middle of the day because I'm too stressed and I'm just running around like I have too much to do. But at night, if I have trouble falling asleep, or just mostly every night to get myself to wind down, I put on a meditation using an app called Aura. That's A-U-R-A. If you're interested in downloading it, there's a lot of sleep stories, there's meditations, there's soundscapes. So say you don't want to do a meditation, there's other things you can listen to. There's even like bedtime music. I do like that one because there's no talking and it's just nice soothing sounds. There's also an app called Calm. And then there is an app, I think there's a bunch of them, but Calm and Aura are the two that I tend to switch in between. So yeah, meditation if you're into it. If you're not, maybe going out for a walk. Sometimes getting in some light movement like a walk, maybe listen to some music or a podcast, is its own form of meditation. And if you are ADHD like me, sometimes you need to be moving your body in order to calm your mind. It's okay if you need to do that. You don't have to do this the same way that anyone else does. Like I said, everything is individual, and that's even the way that you cope with things. So, last but not least, getting professional help. This is also one of my favorites. I've been going to therapy for years. I've had the same therapist. Jesus. I think for like 11 years now. Which you might be like, you've been going to the same therapist for 11 years. Are you sure it's working? But yeah, you know, I recommend therapy even if there's nothing hugely significant going on in your life. It's just nice to have someone to talk to that it's like a no judgment zone. They're legally bound and cannot tell a soul your secrets. So, hey, maybe it's just kind of a form of confession or to do anything, like just to talk about anything that you need to talk about. In a way that, you know, I mean, maybe they're judging you, but they can't say shit about it. So sometimes it just helps to talk it out. If you don't want to talk to a therapist, you can also talk to a friend, but I do recommend therapy. And I think, you know, it's probably a good sign that you need to get professional help if stress is impacting your day to day in a negative way. You know, as someone who struggled with social anxiety my whole life, you know, just holding a job was hard. I really had to force myself. You know, I would have headaches and tension, and I would nearly throw up every time I had to clock in for work. And this did improve with time and therapy, but it took a long time to really calm down. And I think those are the type of instances where therapy can really be helpful. You know, even more than just talking to a friend about it, because they can actually give you ways to cope that are healthier and, you know, give you different perspectives or just listen, you know, uninterrupted. You do have to pay them, but it's worth it. So I would definitely say seek professional help if your anxiety prevents you from doing the things that you need to do in life. For me, it was preventing me from working. It's preventing me from having a social life, and essentially pursuing anything that I actually wanted to do in life. And I've come a long way, but like I mentioned, you know, I'm still going to therapy. I'm still working on things. So just know that it takes a really, really long time, and it's not gonna just cure things. You're not gonna be stress-free ever in your life. But this is just about recognizing, you know, ways to cope, or, you know, when you need to dial things back and how it can be impacting your health and your fitness. And this can also be a way, like, if you can pinpoint the thing that is stressing you out, say it is your job, but you don't have to stay there. You know, like, maybe you don't have a family to support, or maybe, you know, you've got a plan B that you could go after. It might be worth going after it, because, you know, we only get one life, and if we have to spend it being so stressed out every day that we're going to lose our minds, you know, some food for thought, right? And I know financial stability and all those things play a role in stress and anxiety as well. So those are some things that can end up making us trapped sometimes. But at least sometimes, kind of creating a plan B, talking to your therapist about the potential of moving on from that stressor can even be stress relieving in itself, because you feel like there's a light at the end of the tunnel instead of just feeling stuck. I don't know about you. I don't know how many times I can say this, but feeling stuck is the most stressful thing for me. I hate feeling stuck. I think I have PTSD from my marriage, which sounds dumb, but when you spend 3 years in something that you thought you had to stay in forever, and you're in a foreign country, and you are not sure how the hell you're gonna get home, I feel like that definitely, it's a little traumatizing. So I tend to feel stuck pretty easily. I have to remind myself, this is not the same. I do have my freedom. I am not stuck in a different country. I have my own funds. I have my own life, and I get to make my own decisions. Anyways, I didn't mean to go off on that tangent. If you do not know my backstory, you probably want to go listen to my intro podcast about that, but I won't get into that anymore currently. So yeah, that is stress. That is how it can impact your fitness goals and your health. It's not so much just, you know, the small stressors in life. It is that chronic, heavy stress that ends up turning into something like depression and anxiety. It's not just mental, it is physical. Like I said, you know, it can increase your chances of heart disease and digestive problems. If you are a stress ball like me, you've probably been diagnosed with IBS at some point in your life. And I do think that IBS is very closely connected with the stress in your life. Not always, but I think there is definitely a connection. I know my digestive system does not work as well when I am stressed. And I used to have a lot more digestive issues, but of course I'm not, you know, I did at one point used to be more stressed, believe it or not. So it's just one of those things that just takes a while. But yeah, so just think about your health. If there is a way that you can bring those stress levels down, it might be scary thinking about what you might have to do. But again, like I said, just remember, you only get one life. So it's worth at least coming up with a plan, thinking of what you could do to bring those stress levels down, and then also coming up with, you know, good ways of coping, which also, sorry, I forgot, I left one out. Another way to manage stress is to find something that you enjoy in life. I'm guilty of basically, I always say, like, I'm a Capricorn. I don't even believe in astrology, but I'm the type of person who is always just doing like on the go, doing things. Like, if I'm not being productive, I start getting stressed. Finding something, I was, sorry, I'm super distracted today. I'm stressed. I always say, you know, find something that you enjoy. And I find the most, you know, when I'm the most stressed, I look and I'm like, I'm not doing things that I just enjoy and relax and can live in the moment. I think that's really important. And even if it's just something silly, like dancing around to music, going to a show, that is my number one, like, stress reliever, which sounds weird because I don't like being around people, large crowds and stuff like that. But live music, for some reason, it just energizes me more than anything. I mean, unless I'm, like, in the middle of a mosh pit at a heavy metal show, that's a different story, but I would never willingly put myself in that situation. The most crazy situation I've ever been in is a Paramore concert, where I willingly put myself in the front row, smashed against the barrier, but I don't know how I did it, but looking back, I'm like, nope, fuck that. There is no band worth that. But I wasn't even thinking about it at the time, because I was just so happy to be so close to my favorite band for the first time in my life. So live music for me is definitely one of those things that recharges me and helps bring the stress levels down and just makes me feel grateful and just like happy about life. I don't know what it is. It's just live music. It's the energy. And you're just really in the moment, and it just makes you kind of forget about all the bullshit going on in your life. And then maybe for you, that's cooking or painting or sewing, you know? So it's all about finding that thing that you enjoy, that brings you joy and helps you stay present, kind of like forget about all the bullshit in life in that moment. All right, so I'm gonna wrap this up. Hopefully this was helpful. Sorry for, you know, rambling as usual and stumbling over my words, but that's what we get. I definitely have been stressed lately, so I kind of did this episode probably more for myself as a reminder to make sure I'm bringing my stress levels down and that I'm resting and recovering. And that's something that I've been trying to do more lately. I've been trying to set more boundaries with work and staying out of my email on the weekend. I'm sometimes successful and sometimes not. But just for more examples, boundaries are also something to help with those stress levels. All right, I'm actually going to wrap this up. And if you would like to leave me a review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, that would be awesome. If you have any topics that you would like to suggest, that would also be awesome. If you're watching this on YouTube, if you want to leave any questions, comments, or topic suggestions in the comments, feel free to do that as well. I appreciate anyone who takes the time to leave a comment or review this. And yeah, just helps me keep these going. So much appreciated for all that listen. And I will talk to you all in the next podcast. Peace out.